The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl, big news, big news, big news. The 40th starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns since 1999. Drum roll, please. Bailey Zappe. Boom. How are we feeling about that, big boy?
Where's the confetti? I'm looking for kids. No confetti, no horns.
There's
no
dandruff. I'll try to put some dandruff out there.
Yeah, okay. No one needed to see that basket.
There was no dandruff coming out. I just
needed to see snow flying off your head.
Confetti, snow, it's all the same thing. Who gives a you know what?
Yeah. Great. Bailey's at, by the way, point spread went from 18 to 20.
Oh, good.
After the news broke that Bailey Zappe would be the starting quarterback for the Browns Saturday. And I think we're going to still see DT. Basically, it feels like this is like a fourth preseason game for the Browns, right? Yeah. Yep. Winning, everyone's hoping they don't do it, right? So it doesn't matter. Right. And, you know, you're going to see multiple quarterbacks in the game. Miles Garrett at least is going for the sack title this year. And we can talk a little bit about him and the season he's had here in a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, as we record this on today is Thursday.
Yeah,
right?
All day. I think so. Let me check. Yep, all day. Okay.
Well, today is Thursday, but it was Friday for us out in Berea because they hop on a plane. Can
we start here then outside of Bailey's Abbey? Why the hell did this game get moved to Saturday? And I mean, national TV audience? Well, at least we'll be the first team to have the season over.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things.
No, that's not true. Never. That's not true either. Never mind.
They've got the Steelers and Bengals playing the season finale. So basically, Saturday is the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they did it a little bit for Hard Knocks to give them a couple extra days to sew up the series.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if anyone has been watching recent episodes.
I haven't seen it in a while. I saw it two weeks ago.
Here's how irrelevant the Cleveland Browns are.
Mm-hmm.
They showed like 20 seconds of them opening Christmas presents, and then the rest of the entire Hard Knocks episode was all about the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bengals.
And it should be. It should be.
Yeah. The Browns are just like completely irrelevant. They totally blew over Myles Garrett's comments and that big story that's brewing. Ignored that. And again, I get it because it is more, you know, the Bengals can still make the playoffs here going into week 18. The Ravens are in, Steelers are in. The only thing that has to be decided and will be the Baltimore Ravens will win yet another AFC North title once they put the boots to the Browns and kick Cleveland into the bye and bye that is the NFL offseason on Saturday. So thankfully, the Browns are the first game of the weekend and the season mercifully comes to an end for them first. And then Sunday morning, we will head out to Berea for locker cleanout day. And
fun.
And then early next week, we'll hear from Andrew Berry.
Where do we go next? There was a lot of stuff going on over the week. I want to dive back in it. So why Bailey Zappe? Again, I'm going to go back to that. Why Bailey Zappe? Does it matter?
First of all, yeah, it does not matter.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, because DTR was just not very good. Fumble. 3-4 interceptions over the last couple of weeks, poor completion percentage, only threw for like 330 yards over two games. Just not good. And I care so much, I just didn't even bother to add up his stats because I just don't care. He sucks. He's not an NFL quarterback. And again, as we've talked about in the past, Andy, I don't blame him. I blame the people that hired him and then put him on the field. So there's that, and you give Bailey a look. Why not? And then too, let's get this quarterback milestone out of the way, right? Let's just get the 40th guy. Let's not go into the next season with it hanging over the head, right?
Yeah, maybe we get to 50 next year.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, a couple more years. But like, you know, let's start.
Oh, I fully believe they can go through 10 quarterbacks this year.
Now, well, the most they've gone through in a season is 6. So let's be fair. This is now only the third time since.
If you're going to break a record, bust down the wall and have drywall flying everywhere. That's what I say.
But yeah, I just, you know, just let's see what you get. It was funny listening to him on Wednesday, which was New Year's Day, talking to us about being, because I asked him, hey, you know, how do you get ready for a week when you don't know if you're going to play? You don't know if you're going to start, you know, the situation. He goes, I played for Bill Belichick for a few years. I never knew when I was going to start. He never would tell me until the last possible month. I'm used to this. And then Kevin Stefanski, I guess, told the guys Friday afternoon, by the way, want to give a shout out to Tom Withers, who is retiring from the Associated Press after 26 years. Kevin Stefanski graciously presented him with a number 26 Cleveland Browns jersey, which was...
Oh, that's awesome.
And then also, too, they let him break the Bailey Zappe news to everyone. So I thought that was a nice gesture that the Browns did.
He'll be back freelancing next week, but that's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for anybody that cares, can we just say this, that Tom Withers is probably the best, most ethical, caring about his story writing journalist in town. And I'm not ripping other guys. I just know, and I said it for years, and it was just on a whim the first time he joined us on the air. I'm, you know, because Jeff and I looked at each other on the air. And we were like, oh, we got Withers coming up. I was like, you know, man, that you know, sometimes the AP doesn't have the story first, but they always have it right.
Yep.
And especially in Cleveland, Tom Withers always gets it right. And so I kind of dubbed him, it's not news until Tom Withers says so. And I very much believe in that when I say that all the time, too. So congratulations, Tom, on just not only being a great journalist, but for being ethical and for caring about the words that you put to the computer screen or to print or wherever you were throughout your career. And I'm sure we'll be seeing you around writing for other periodicals throughout the day. So, right? Fair?
Yeah, absolutely. We've not seen or heard the last of him, but just wanted to pay tribute. He was always good to me when I first got in the business, similar to you. Mm-hmm. When I first popped up into Cleveland, he was, one of the first people to talk to me and show me some kindness, which is not always prevalent in this business.
It's true. There are a lot of jerks in our business. Let's not kid ourselves. I mean, there are people that are jerks and they wear your nerves and then you walk away from them after a while. Sometimes you find out though, some of the people that were jerks in the beginning, deep down, they're really good people. And sometimes that happens too, but it's just like any other business, right? Every business has its ups and downs and its idiots and its people are full of class. And Tom Withers, 100% first class. Like, that's the best way to describe it.
With all due respect to all of our colleagues, but, you know, like you said, Tom is very old school. And when I say old school, I mean that as a compliment in his approach to the job.
What you mean, understanding there's always two sides to a story?
Yeah.
That's old school, though. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Those were like journalism ethics 101. Two source reporting. Yeah. I mean, Tom does it. Tom, that's why, again, if Tom's name's on it, it's real.
Yeah.
It's always real.
100%. So appreciate everything he's done for me over the years and his friendship. And I'm sure I'll be bumping into him at press conferences and scrums and locker rooms again soon. But I thought that was a nice gesture by Kevin Stefanski and the Browns to acknowledge his contributions to the local media landscape and the endless hard work. It's really hard. Think about this. Tom covered all three teams in town too.
Yes.
It wasn't just he was, I mean, there were days he would
run the Olympics and sometimes Ohio State. I mean, he was, I love talking about the Olympics because I think he really enjoyed doing that.
Yeah. He loved going to the Olympics. And then also too, just his musical knowledge. He's a big music buff.
Oh yeah.
And the stories he can tell, about band, you just mentioned a band and he'll just regale you with stories for like 5 minutes about that band, their origins and tours and albums and songs and meanings behind songs and stuff like that. He's a great person. So like I said, I just wanted to pause for a second and recognize Tom in his contributions, because again, it's hard. There are days where he would write multiple stories about all three teams all in the same day. Cavs, Browns, Indians / Guardians. I don't know how he did it, but he did. And he always, you know, knew the right words to put electronically, you know what I mean? Like,
I always enjoyed, like, when I would go on the road and you'd see the AP headline and you'd see Tom Withers is the byline on it, and you'd be anywhere in the country and you'd be like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Congratulations, Tom, on a wonderful career. And again, really appreciate your contributions to the local media landscape, both personally as well as professionally. And we were able to pay tribute to Tom and at the same time avoid talking about this season finale for a few minutes.